Just release yourself in the spirit as we gain ascendancy. As we gain ascendancy. The purpose of God is determined in this season. The destruction of the enemy is intense. So just gain ascendancy. Gain ascendancy in the spirit. Gain ascendancy. Just gain ascendancy. Find yourself in the spirit. Find yourself in the spirit. Find yourself in the spirit. Set the coordinates of your spiritual journey tonight. God is determined to bring His secret words to pass. He is determined to bring His utterances into fulfillment. The vision will speak. The vision will not lie. The words of God crystallize in their season. And this is just that time where God wants to bring His mighty words to pass. Lift up your voice as you gain ascendancy. You gain ascendancy in the spirit. You gain ascendancy. Great One, we thank you tonight. Great One, we thank you tonight. It is time for the weak to say, I am strong. It is time for the people of God to realize the hidden strength of God that has been unleashed from the heavens. It is true that God is producing something. God is producing something in the realm. And so He has made so much grace available. So He has made so much power available. Even though the enemy seeks to be raging, but the power of God and the resources that God has made available is sufficient to administer and to accomplish this plan in the agenda of God. So lift up your voice as we gain ascendancy, as we find our place in the realm, as we ascend unto Mount Zion. Mantos afarate masalia, rabaskata mansadala braskatomena kabela tendo. Zebrinda kapaskata barata baboria maraskanda babasketo minzalate brasketa mante zabrana kaskata brata bakasketo minakante babalia rebaskanda baskoprena kasketa basaila brakananske domba liga batate kusketebria la bakaska mantale. Ola brasketa mansa tala brasketombri Rupateska basketa mansa labala empatensko baski mantale mokoria. Blessed is he that believeth, for there shall be a performance of the things that God has told her. Miko preska basemante bakaya ekropeska taska tombregade. For if the Son of Man shall come, shall he find faith in the earth? Blessed is he that believeth. Blessed is he that believeth. For he shall receive a performance of those things that has been told. This is the time of performance. This is the time for the fulfillment of that which God has declared since the time of old. Blessed is he. There is a discipline that must be sustained during the time of the fulfillment of prophecy. The Bible says, blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he that believeth, for there shall be a performance. We are in the day of performance. We are in the day where God mobilizes the host of heaven to bring to pass which he has spoken in his integrity. We are in the days of performance where God will cause a shift to take place in the life of them that wait for him patiently in faith. Blessed is he that believeth. For there shall be a performance of those things that God has spoken unto her. The time has come for the fulfillment of the things that God has spoken. Let no man's heart fail him. Let no man's heart fail him in this point, in this time, for there shall be a performance of those things that God has spoken. Oh Lord, we are your handmaid and we stand in your courts in full assurance of faith that you that has spoken, you will bring your words to pass. Oh God, we come into thy sanctuary and we lift up our voice, our hearts are surrendered because we know that him that has spoken is he and he only that shall bring to pass the things that he has said.
Blessed is he that believeth. For there shall be a performance. There shall be a performance. Friends, the time has come for the effect of every vision. The vision shall speak. It shall not lie. It will come to pass. Makapos evrete makaya. Ifraskata baska bola matabela. Lebraskanda baboskate. We waited patiently for Lord, and he has come like the rain and like the former rain. Oh, your handmaid, they look to thee as the hands of the eyes of the mistresses. Behold the hands of the maiden. Lord, so do we behold you today, that you might fortify us with the strength that is required to stand in your courts in such a time where darkness is raging. Blessed is he that believeth. Kobarana masaila bakata. For there shall be a performance of those things that have been revealed unto her. So beat your blood sets into weapons of war, and let the weak say that I am strong. Blessed is he that believeth. For there shall be a performance of the things that God has told her. Arise, O God, arise, O God, and let your enemies be scattered, and everything that seeks to take your people out of their duty post be judged. Let strength be given unto the armies of the Lord, that they might shout in their ranks that God is good and his mercy endureth forever. Oh God, we pray, let everything that has been withholding, everything that has been kept from fulfillment, see the light of manifestation. We call unto thee, O faithful God, that gave promise unto our fathers in times of old and brought it to pass. Your people behold your face. Our eyes are lifted unto the hills from whence our help come. Blessed is he that believeth, for there shall be a performance of the things that are there. For the race is not to the swift, and the battle not to the strong. Lord, we look to the God of time and chance. He that perfects everything according to the counsel of his will. We have waited. We have stood by your altar. We have made mention of thy testimony. Now we look to thee for performance. Keba sanda baboria, babrese kete la makabara skamba, bira kapes kubrena. Blessed is he that believeth. Miraka petos ketamina, strengthen the hands of your people. Cause, O God, the feeble knees to be aligned, that it may not be dislocated. We pray, O God, for everyone that has stood in your courts in faithfulness, seeking the consolation of Israel, that at this time they will not slumber, that in this season they will not sleep, because it's a time of performance. We ask, O God, let him that is asleep be quickened, let him that is weak be strengthened. As this vision will speak, it will not lie, it shall come to pass. Makaboseta malakayeba bebranas kedabaila rabeskete brakatanda babolia igabasketom braskabala barakaskata labaskatambe lika barasabalanta babolia ibresketa mansala barakata marekosi dabarakanda babolia. There shall be a performance. Berakapataila braska tombela likla breska beluska nama rabeska te borukeska demba igaske tombria vasabala blasata baboske tabara akabeska de masalenta kambalatama rabaska de boria vasanante epasata bala bakatama. Ah, paraski breska Frekabate Kombala Rakambas Katabala Bastataya Rabeskanta Babole Rabeskanta Labarata Bahamba 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 Zekabela Mamara. Bring conviction unto the hearts of men. Let them that seek to go astray be brought back to the ancient path, because the time has come for a performance. The time for a performance, a time for a manifestation. We call upon you today because we know that you will live, in you we move, and in you we have our being. That in this day that it has pleased you to pour out your grace from the heavens, let the weak be revived, let this whim that is faint in heart be strengthened, for the fullness of times is here, and the manifestation of the counsel of God shall come into full effect. Oh God we pray that the hearts of your people might be strengthened, that your hearts and conviction might be established. Nasketom brekete makaya baskanta babor makaya basobre asketobri ala baba rapata santa babo kasketomina dailahaya mate sobari lebraskanta balata mayeta ligra batanto skata balaya rapasata babolena ebregete la bakanta manaha barasketom Barasketa balata masaya, ebrakapata la babala, babraka santa babo, akepate mina kade babali malaya, isamento be, bakomba be, makabanta barakasketopia. Fatabana, wo bakapeta mina kadia. Efrasata balata matabola lepreskata balata mantaskope barataskata manta rapekosa balata babrasateba babrata balata babo bakata santa babaya eskoprante balaka balata ba eskobasimala baila basaka. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you.
In the mighty name of Jesus, I'd like you to turn your Bible to Jeremiah chapter 12 as we move on. It's a time of the fulfillment of prophecy. A man needs to be steadied in his faith and capacity to navigate with God. In the writing of Paul, lest we sleep. It is possible to sleep when it matters most. When all the administrative arrangement in order to bring the counsel of God to pass has already been factored. There is a circumspectness that the Bible speaks about that we need to sustain in the time where God decided to bring to pass those things that He declared in times of old. Please help me preach to your neighbor. Let your heart not fail you. David said, let no man's heart fail him now. Because God is about to bring something to pass. God is about to do something. So let no man's heart fail him. If your heart did not fail you previously, if you did not feel like having hypertension, don't have it now. If you did not escape when the last of the wicked ones struck, when the rod of the wicked smote, don't run now. Because it shall come to pass. The Bible says that the wind itself can speak. Don't run now. It can speak, and when it does speak, it does not lie. My God. Don't run now. When I was in Lagos and I was spending some time to pray, God told me that the principality that governs this territory has its presence, its root is dominion in Cameroon. And that when God will smite him, there will be a flood. I never knew that the flood was coming from Cameroon. But that's what God told me. He said that principality will be judged. And when the principality is judged, there's going to be a vacuum in the spirit. And the devil will be given opportunity to tempt Christians that are accurate in the spirit. I don't know where the drought, whether you felt that attack. Drought, financial drought, all kinds of circumstances began to play out. The saints came under the judgment of the enemy to see if the enemy could displace them, could refocus them, could take them out of alignment. And God only allowed the space of four of 3 months for the devil to do his worst. So many people went back to conviction. So many people decided to change their direction. So many things began to happen. And the number of the people of God that were strategically positioned to bring about the dreams of God began to deplete in their numbers. But just in case you didn't escape till now, let no man's heart fail him anymore. Because God has filled that vacuum. God has filled that void. And he said, because the void has been filled, next year the heavens will be open over this territory. Everything that maketh a lie, everything that is a voice of iniquity, we come under the judgment of God. A new grace will hit the people of God. Let no man's heart fail him. God, when he speaks, it does not lie. The Bible says, the vision has a voice, but the vision will speak. And when the vision speaks, it does not lie. Turn your Bible with me quickly. It's time to rejoice. Because the people of God have secured a great victory. A victory that will create a ripple effect. The prosperity, the breakthrough of so many people is tied to that season that is about to come. Several things we were praying about, our prayer points were wrong. Because our prayer points were secondary prayer points tied to a season. And instead of us to stand and to fight for that season to find expression, we were looking for the result of the things that the season will bring. And so many people were compromised. So many people were distracted by the enemy. When the heat began to come, tension began to mount. The attacks of the enemy from the family. Some people's attacks came from the family. Some were financial. But the people of God that were standing erect in the prophetess Anne and Simeon that sought the consolation of Israel. Those people came under intense pressure to lose their spiritual assignment and decide to focus on. It was an attack from the enemy to distract us so that the vacuum that was being created will not be filled up. But it's too late for the enemy. Because the people of God have won a victory. And the effect of this victory will run through many years in the future. The things you have been praying about, they are actually part and parcel of this season that God has programmed. And it will come to pass. The Bible says, the vision, it will speak. It will speak. Suddenly, people in your family that will not even consider Jesus, the salvation message is a very unpleasant one. Suddenly, situations and circumstances are bringing them to a point when they are about to consider it. You don't understand. It's a season. It's a season. There is a season where prayers that have accumulated will come to pass. You know, while you were praying, it was not wasted. All the time you mentioned their names and said, Lord, these ones were not burned in the fires of hell. You never knew that prayer was creating a season. And at the verge of that season, God will try you. Whether that was really what you wanted. Because he will allow the devil to try you, to distract you, to bring many other things around. If it can break your focus. But if your focus is consistent, your demands are still reaching out to the heavens, God will see your prayer and your deeds and your works as a memorial as sent to him in his sanctuary. That this man is insisting that you must intervene. And then he proclaims by royal decree and the season begins to come. With all his attendant potentials, with all his capacity for fulfillments, with all
That's what the Bible means when it said the vision will speak. And it will not lie. If only you can tarry enough to wait for the season that carries all the things that you have believed God for. The Bible says, blessed is he that believeth. Because there shall be, you know, in that scripture is futuristic. There shall be. The believing has created a womb. And if the womb goes through the complete gestation period, there shall be what? A performance. So even the vision can speak. Your years of consistency in the kingdom are not wasted. It is for such a time as this that you were kept, that you were preserved. Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 12. There shall be a performance. Listen to me. I said there shall be a performance. There shall be a performance. Your life has been going in circles and in cycles on one spot just like that. You know you have been faithful, you have been consistent, and you have been expecting. There shall be a performance. I want to raise some prayer points so that we can contend. Because we need to secure this window. The window is opening. We are seeing the potential and the things that it has the capacity to bring. But we will not stop. We must contend for this window. Jeremiah chapter 12, I want to read from verse 5. If thou hast run with footmen and they wearied thee, how then canst thou contend with horses? He said, if your battle, your contention was with footmen, and the footmen wearied thee, what would be the case if you had to contend with those that had horses? He said, and if in the land of peace wherein thou trusted, they wearied thee, then how will in the swelling of Jordan, how cope when Jordan swears? Are you with me? If thou hast run with footmen and they wearied thee, if you ran with footmen and the footmen were with thee, what will you do if you are going to contend with them that have mighty chariots? It says that if in the seasons of peace you were wearied and all of your strength was exhausted, what will you do when the Jordan swears? Hallelujah. I want to add one more scripture to it. Then I will, the point that is in my heart, I will be able to describe it to you. Hallelujah. Sister T is saying that if you have to contend with footmen and you are worried, what will you do when you have to contend with chariots? If you were to survive in a time of peace and you could not, what will you do when Jordan swears? This next scripture I want to raise
is a scripture that reveals when Jordan swears. Because the Bible says, for Jordan doth swear in the harvest time. It is during the time it's during the time where the harvest draws now that Jordan I want to consider spiritual things like the cycle that takes place when a woman is with child. Somehow, I might be wrong if I use this scripture. Amen. I might be wrong. I don't claim to be correct, but this seems to be the only scripture I can borrow to serve this cause. You know, the Bible says that he makes all things beautiful. In what? Now I want you to help me with the tenses. Help me with the He makes all things beautiful in. Now if we are going to follow King James strictly, he didn't say in his. It's in its time. Okay? If we want to follow King James, I don't know whether it will be safe for us to follow it strictly like that, to base our theology on that. But that's the only one I can borrow now. And I might be wrong in this application. But it's a prophecy I'm trying to communicate. He makes all things beautiful in its time. Revealing that the timing in that context is not necessarily with the Lord, it's with the thing. Stop. I know you, your mind is going. If a woman conceives, alright, timing has set in. And from the time of conception, the doctor can calculate the expected date of delivery. Can you see that God is not the one in charge? If I can really put it that way, because when the process is initiated, we almost always know how long it will take. So the timing has to do with the thing. Because if it's an elephant that God that conceived, it will take 2.5 years for the gestation period to be concluded. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Are you still with me? But if it's a human being, we are expecting that it should be within the range of 9 months, even though we cannot say exactly whether it will be 9 months, 4 days, or just 3 days to the 9 months period, but we know somewhere around the corridor of 9 months, the fullness of time for that process will be gained. And you see, it's needful for me to also say that the enemy, on the account of this, can also forecast how long it will take for harvest time to come. You may not understand. Maybe God has been waiting for you for the past 18 years of your life for you to understand that He wants you to be an intercessor. Maybe, and I hope you know that the fulfillments and the manifestations that are connected to God are found within the corridor of obedience. Do you understand what I'm talking about? If I obey, something is triggered. If I obey, another thing is triggered. I remember I was in prayer one time and God spoke to me. I happened to be one of the few people that did not pray for a while. I was just doing my own thing, obeying God's instructions, everything He told me, and I was in prayer and God told me that my wife is ready. Now it means that there were several lines of obedience that I activated, and unknown to me, on the basis of those activations, timing started and some possibilities came into view on the account of that level of alignment. Are you still with me? Just like when conception sets in, you can tell the time. Also, when you obey some things, timing also begins. Now, as spiritual people, most of these timings, we are not aware of them. But God gives us signs that the fullness of time is coming. He gives us grace to continue and to be consistent. And if we keep pace with God, He will not allow us to be totally blind as to what the season wants to bring to us. But many times, as we walk with God, we come to stumble upon some seasons that are pregnant with the manifestation of some lines of obedience that have been triggered previously. And it's as if when that ultimate release wants to come and a new vista wants to open in the realms of God, which have been nurtured and watered by a consistent, you know, subscription to obedience, and the fullness of time is about to come for its full effect to find expression. Suddenly, it's as if the devil is allowed some, giving some allowance to operate. It's as if the devil is giving some allowance. All right. Acts of the Apostles chapter 5. Paul was speaking and he says, he gives us an admonishment that we must be circumspect. We must be wise. Redeeming the time, for the days are evil. What does Paul mean when he says that we need to be circumspect and be wise? Redeeming the time, for the days are evil. Now, and it happens to be that in the Greek usage, the word used time there is kairos time. Meanwhile, we have another option of word for time, which is chronos time. But he didn't say redeeming the chronos, but he said redeeming the kairos. Now, what kind of time is the kairos time? The chronos time is the chronological time, that time that just slips by, just passes by. But the kairos time talks about a subset, time within time, where opportunity can be gained. Opportunity is not gained every time. Even if you plant corn, the opportune time when you can leverage upon your effort is the time of harvest. That's the kairos time. Are you with me? Yeah. I say, are you here? If you plant a seed and conception takes place, it is at the time of delivery that you can leverage upon the full potential of the seed that is planted. And so the Greek people identify that time of opportunity as the kairos. Alright? And that's the aspect of time that Paul admonishes us to redeem. Why will you have to redeem the opportune time, the harvest time, the kairos time? Because it is that time he was talking about that he said that the days are evil. It's as if the devil, the enemy of God, is giving some form of allowance to have authority to manifest his fullness, his strength at the time of the kairos. Are you with me now? Hallelujah. And so it is when prophecy is uttered, when God declares his counsel, and in the fullness of time that counsel is about to come to pass, suddenly the devil is given some form of opportunity, allowance, to see if he can get people to be distracted from that which has been building on over time. And suddenly, some kind of distractions that you cannot explain just begin to find expression. He said, if you were running with foot soldiers and you are wearied, how will you survive when you have to do with chariots? And if you were operating in the time of peace and you are complaining, what will you do when the Jordan swears? So many times, the believers understand the terrain when it is the chronos time, when it's a build-up of a consistent line of obedience. Most believers can survive that time. But they don't understand the dynamics that sets in when it is a time of harvest, when it's a time of opportunity. We must know that there's a different strategy that governs that season. Hallelujah. There's a different strategy that governs that season. Now, I'd like us to set up some scriptures quickly so that we'll see what we are talking about. Then we'll be able to explain what we mean when we say the swelling of Jordan. Ephesians 5. The swelling of Jordan. Are you with me in Ephesians chapter 5? Hallelujah. Ephesians 5. Now we are going to read from Ephesians 5. Okay, you don't have your glasses. All right. Okay, we'll read from verse 14. There is a manner of life that Paul was recommending in the book of Ephesians chapter 5. And he was hitting hard on it until we got to verse 14 of Ephesians 5. He said, it is because of these things that I'm speaking about that the Bible says, awake thou that sleepest and arise from the dead, and Christ will give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. See that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, redeeming the kairos, because the days are evil. Now, so there's a build up, and there's a progression of revelation and counsel that builds up around the strategy that he gives us. And the strategy that he gives us is that we will need to redeem the time. Okay? Meanwhile, in order for us to fully redeem the time, he says that we should ensure that we walk circumspectly. Now, what does it mean? What does that word mean, please? It's so big. Circumspectly. Somebody help. See that he walk second. Good. You say, see that he walk carefully. Some translations render it. Not as fools, but as the wise. Now he has brought some other features into the context that makes it a little bit more complicated. See, see that he walk carefully, not as fools, but as wise. Alright? Redeeming the kairos, because the days are evil. Now, in order for me to explain these three verses of scripture, I'll still have to bring the perspective of the Greek text. Amen. I said, in Greek, there are two words for time. Chronos and kairos. Chronos talks about chronological time. Kairos talks about the opportune time. Are you with me? If you attended a boarding school just like I did, at those days, dining was 4 p.m. Alright? And the school where I went to, breakfast was not a serious meal. You could overlook it. Lunch will make you more hungry. But dining by evening time, no, is it 4 or 6 p.m.? 6 p.m. Evening time, you show up. Because the possibility of survival is by 6 o'clock. Now, you see, but it happens to be that even if you go to and pray and prophesy by 12 noon and say, Lord, I fast track time, let 6 p.m. come quickly. Maybe because you were engaging a fast and you felt like suffocated and you need some sustenance quickly, and you invoke 6 p.m. to come to 12 noon, it will not come. Because an ordinance that is set. You see, all from
6 a.m. where we wake up in the morning. 7, 8, 9, 10, 1, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The Greek calls it chronos time. It's a build-up of time. Alright? But 6 p.m. is no longer chronos, it's kairos. It's an opportune time. There's an activity that has been slated for that time. Do you get it? Are you with me? Alright. Now, the Bible is trying to make us to understand that the way you use your chronos will determine whether you can redeem your kairos. Are you with me? Because it gives us some recommendations as to how to apply the chronos so that we'll be able to take advantage of the kairos. One recommendation it gives is this. It said, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess. That's the scripture of controversy. For more than a 1,000 years, that scripture has been a scripture of controversy in the body of Christ. Whether we should drink and not be drunk or not at all. Well, you see, the point is this. The emphasis of that scripture is not whether you should drink or not be drunk or whether you should not drink at all. That's not the emphasis. Or just in case you want me to digress and give you a scriptural perspective about that, I will do that. But that's not why we are using that. There's a prophecy. Okay. Now, the subject matter and the context for this usage is why your chronos time. Your chronos doesn't seem to have any harvest attached to it. It's just a build-up of time. It's just a time that slips by. It's just a time that keeps running in anticipation of the opportune time. Okay? So the Bible says, be not drunk with wine wherein it's excess. Saying that the unbelievers, the people of the world, the way they apply their chronos is that they drink wine. And the last time I drove around the city in the night, I found out that the number of beer parlors have actually increased. Right now, we no longer subscribe to beer parlors in the cities. Beer gardens. The guys come out and it's free to air. They enlarge themselves. Now that's how it is done on the other side. They pass the chronos time by. But he said, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess. And they actually drink and drink in the excess. But he said, but for us, when you apply the chronos time, make sure you get filled with the Spirit. He's saying that I acknowledge that you need to get high during your chronos time so that you will not be bored. Acknowledge that there's a need to go to your zenith. You need to be under an influence to make you lose touch of the ticking clock. Something needs to take you over. I acknowledge that. But you see, in the kingdom, you don't need to get to that crescendo by wine, by excess wine. But you should get there and make sure you get there. But get there by what? By the Holy Ghost. Now, so you just come back from NYSC and you don't know what next. Your heart is set upon an opportune time when you'll be called in the Nigerian immigration to put on the brown khaki. As you wait for that immigration, what is he subscribing? Make sure you speak in tongues and get drunk in the Spirit for all the lousy, lazy time you have. Don't allow it just be a time that slips by for you. Let it be a time of conscious investment for you. Oh, you are not with me. The reason why he's recommending that is because when the Kairos time comes, the devil will contend for that window. It is not only you that will be aware that that window is coming. The devil too will be informed. Oh. You are not with me. He said, I know you need to get high. You see a need in your life? Yes, I need to get married and all of that. And it's troubling you, so you need a drug. A drug that will make you come to a high psychological point such that you don't need to build your life around that perceived need. You need to get high. He acknowledges that. But he says, I recommend that you get high by getting filled with the Spirit. Now, there are so many guys here, and I assure you this opportunity you have, standing down from youth service to the time where you get yourself involved with something, you will never have this in your life again. For many of you, it's God's opportunity for you to build a foundation upon which your family and your future will be established. But you see it as a downtime. You see it as a non-active time. And you don't get to invest into it. And when the ultimate time that you seek finds expression, what happens? The devil comes to contend with that season. Hallelujah. So much while I was doing my youth service, but God never told me about, he never even whispered, there was no vision, no revelation about after service scenario. Everything I received was for that year. God revealed that we needed to do a crusade, and we got into it. We did all of that. We're so busy for the Lord, so busy in his work, so busy on the field. We had no money that we could call our own anymore, because when anything comes in, we'll put it to work in the ministry. We were so engrossed. And God, I prayed and fasted much more than I've ever done in my life. But God never revealed anything about the after service scenario. Hallelujah. There were some few promises he gave about more anointing coming, more grace coming. But he didn't speak about finances. If he's saying more anointing will come, it means I will empower you to serve more. But he didn't speak about marriage, damsel, money. Oh my God. And suddenly, the worry will begin to rise. And if you don't know how to master it, you become enslaved to it. And you are pegged on the same point like a figment lost in time. Time can be a demon. Time can be a tool that can haunt you. It can become a scale by which you'll be distracted. Because I've seen many people that say, if I don't get married in 6 months, I'll backslide. And I tell them, backslide now, don't wait for 6 months because nothing will happen. You are not using the chronos effectively and you're expecting the kairos to bring Father Christmas. Time can become a factor that is used to prove the soul of man, to prove where a man's heart is, a man's loyalty is. So he said, I know you will be tempted. I know that the strain of time will pull upon your soul. I know that it can even make you compromise several things that God has set in the coordinates of your life. And so you will need to get drunk. You will need to go gaga. You will need to sway under an influence. But don't do that going high with wine. I remember there was a guy like that. He used to come to this place and he was strong in the house. Then he ran to me and said, these people from the village have called him to be a counselor. And I went to pray about it. I said, you are not a counselor. At least there are people here that bear me witness that I counseled him where. I said, no, it's not true. But he said, well, his people, he cannot let his people down. His clan has been waiting for nomination for years on end. Even during the time of Aperaku, his clan was neglected. His clan was the rightful clan to be crowned, and his clan was abandoned. Some kind of manipulation was done, and since the foundation of the state, the name of his clan has never been lifted. And now in his clan, his people have looked upon him as a man of sufficient stature that will stand for the clan and bear the flag of the party. Oh my! He had convincing words, but we are checked in the vista. His name was not there. And we told him from the vista. You see, there's something good about the vista. When you can peep into it, you can spare your campaign money. You know, those days our HOD in the Department of Chemistry, he sent his wife to me and said, I want to contest for Senate. Can you check? And that day, the Lord was gracious. I just went into the room to change my shirt. And when I got inside, the Lord said, go tell this woman that her husband should not waste his money. And I went, I said, you have a quick answer from the Lord. It's not this quick. But today is quick. Tell Baba not to bother. Hallelujah. And that was not the answer the woman was expecting. Then I saw her going to the car. I went in and said, tell Baba not to spend this money. I had to drive it a little bit. Hallelujah. And when he went home, I told Baba, and he went and told Baba, and I said, so many prophets have said it will work. Logic, if we are logical about this thing, only one said it will not work. So let's try. You know what happened? The primaries were not favorable. And that's not all. For attempting the primaries, he was struck. And his entire household was afflicted with an infirmity. Then they now sent somebody to me that it's no longer election. We want to leave. Now, you see, it's better to peep. The Lord give you understanding. So this guy now said his people. His people. Oh my. Who am I? I had to release him so that he could do the will of his people. And as he was going, all the indicators revealed that he was on the sunny side of life. He was moving with the big boys in the game. He was their favorite son. I even saw him with a golf, Volkswagen, golf, the station wagon version. He had all kinds of posters pasted. He even came to my house with a driver. Then he had earned a pot belly. And he said, you know, Pastor, my God. In 6 months' time, the belly was pot. Just towards the time of the primaries, one guy came from Abuja. The whole table shifted. He came from the bank. Had so much money to spread around. It was true that it was the time for his clan. But his clan was deprived of the opportunity. And because of shame, the guy could not come back and say, I'm back. The next time he was on, he was seen in one of the gardens getting high, but with the wrong substance. He was going high with wine. And indeed, he went high excessively. Yes, because when he went high, a male child came out of his going high. Oh, that's a parable. He went high. And so when a male child now came out of his going high, his possibility of coming back home, I called him and said, come back! And that's what happens when you go high with the wrong stuff. And Paul said, I have seen the need for you to go high. But you learn how to go high with the Spirit. And that's why, you know, our culture is a culture of prayer. Because that's the recommendation that the apostle gives to us. That season and out of season, it is wise for you to get high by the Holy Ghost. Because when you get high by the Holy Ghost, God takes you beyond your situation, gives you insight into things that are yet to come, gives you instructions about how you need to align, and you are bigger than your condition, you are stronger than the circumstances that are pressing on you. He gives you the capacity for you to consider something outside of the box. He gives you hope of things yet to come, and you are not just what is seen today, but you have your faith reaching deep into the future because God has spoken a word over your life. That's how you spend your chronos time. Hallelujah. So the Bible says we should be filled with the Spirit and not be drunk with wine. And then the Bible also says that we should ensure that we walk carefully, not as fools, but as wise. I need to explain that. You see, this is how the system works. What manifests in the opportune time is a build-up of what you have been sowing in the chronos time. There's a lady that I know like that. She became pregnant out of wedlock. And I told her that it's forbidden for her to commit abortion. Hallelujah. Because if she goes ahead and commits abortion, she's going to come under the influence of a demon. Because she has committed injustice. Because the child didn't do anything. Hallelujah. And because of that act of injustice, a demon is going to take advantage of that act of injustice and have affinity with her and complicate her future. Except she knows how to do restitution accurately. That scar will live with her all the days of her life. So I told her that, hey, carry the child and come to church. Hallelujah. But it happened to be that the moment the guy that was responsible found out that she was pregnant, what's your name? Do I know you? What state are you from? Until she delivered and the child looked exactly like him. Then the story now changed. What I'm saying is this. There are many alternatives of what you can do and what you are capable of doing during a chronos time. But it would be foolish for you to sow seeds during chronos time and then attempt to deny them when the harvest time comes. You are not with me. It is... Hallelujah. Are you still with me? We were together on campus in a prayer team. And we're praying together and God was visiting us. And then suddenly all of us in the prayer group began to fail. That was where I lost my glory, my academic glory. I was floating in a place of pride. And we lost our glory. We were 45 people that used to come to pray every morning, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. and then 9 a.m. to infinity. 9 p.m. to infinity. In the night. And then all of us from various departments, arts and science, began to fail. And our number thereafter reduced from 45 to 12. Hallelujah. And when we became 12, we failed them all. And the number was reduced from 12 to 3. And each one of us actually felt we wanted to go, but we could not say it. That's why we we remain not because we intended to, but like I've led prayer in the group before. And in fact, I'm the guy that leads prayer, and we have said many things boldly in faith. To now escape was difficult. Oh man, I stay with me. Had said things from scripture under the anointing. And you know, when you're under the influence of the anointing, the Holy Spirit gets you to a point where you make utterances. And I've said all kinds of stuff. So to escape and to turn my back on those utterances was difficult for me to do. And that was the case of so three of us now continue, even though we were weak in spirit. Then it came to a point where we resolved that. Even if, because many people kept asking me, why is your grade falling? Even lecturers will call me for counseling sessions. I say, why not graduate? Why not graduate? Why not graduate first? Are you with me? You see, what was happening is this. We started that prayer in 200 level. The failure began in 400 level. So we have how many years of prayer? 2 years of prayer. Now, the effect of the prayer was about to come and the devil was allowed to try us. Now, but we did not know that that was what was going on anyway. Because the harvest time is coming. It's a redeeming the time because the days are evil. That curious moment, the devil will fight for it. He's also aware that a mighty opportunity is about to break forth and you need to know how to conduct yourself in that season. if you are going to embrace the fullness of that which God is doing. That's why the Bible reveals that the vision has the capacity to speak, and when it speaks, it does not lie. And all of our grace began to fall. Mine fell until it got to the third class bracket. And that was a shame, because I came from a family of scholars. You can't take third class to my home. We are people that broke WAEC record in my family. Our firstborn, WAEC mathematics. You know, they broke the record in my family. In my family, nobody, you will not go to somebody to teach you. Like if I'm struggling in maths, I won't consult. Because the person will think that he taught me. What will you? There was so much pride or scholarship that was among my people. And then now, it was known that I was in 2-1. It was a known thing. And in fact, nobody expected anything less. It's a cost for you to come with something less. And here was I. The thing had fallen until it was dangling within the beggarly orbitals of third class, seeking mercy and the grace of God. I died every day and looked at the notice board. And it didn't just fall. He also had relatives of carryover in that column. You know, there's one box. There's a box, and it's supposed to be empty. You know what I'm talking about. When they display the results, there's a box. It's supposed to be empty. But when the column becomes full, and they need to use pen to write some, it means the forecast doesn't predict a good weather. And then your mind goes to work. Especially if you know you were born scholarly. You have a track record of scholarliness. I never did class 3. There was no need to do it. Because when I finished class 2, I was far better. Far better. So they just moved me to class 3. Then I took 6th. Then I took 4th. Then I climbed. So there was no need to do from class 2. I went to class 4. Then from class 4, I wrote common entrance. My father said, shut up. Go back. Then I went to class 4. I did class 5. I wrote common entrance. I passed. Then I came again. Then he couldn't send me back. I said, now if they had left me the way I was moving, I was supposed to go to form 1 from class 4 after not doing class 3. Hallelujah. And I still came to the form 1 in Mansen Gabriel, and I started again. It was terrible. I knew I was good. But I came and... You don't understand what I'm talking about. My grades were compromised. And in that column, they're the ones that they type with computer. The carryovers that came from computer, then some. Computer could not trace it. So, it had to be written. And we decided that we were going to continue. At that point, it did not make sense. Do you see why you need to be drunk with wine? Oh, you're not with me. At that point, it didn't make sense to continue. What was this prayer all about? We are praying and we are going down. So you need to be drunk. And that was when I discovered the skill of praying long prayers. When you are about to enter into a miracle, if you don't take advantage of the long prayers, you will become a different creature. I learned how to pray long. And I was drugged by the Holy Ghost. Full of the Spirit. If you accost me on the way and talk about that grade, I always had an answer for you. An answer that will enter your soul and your ability to raise the question the next time. I had to be drugged. I had to be under the influence of the anointing, heavy every day, to live a normal life. Because the whole world was choking me. I never knew that God gave liberty to the enemy to try our hearts. To see how many people that were praying were actually praying because they knew that the one they were praying to was immutable, was immortal. That was where we came into covenant with God. It took a sacrifice. But we didn't know it was a sacrifice. We didn't know it was a covenant. We didn't know anything was going on. We just knew it was right to pray, and circumstances and situations did not allow us to pray. Obviously, I now had an extra year And when I showed up for the extra year, God spoke to me and gave me clear cut instructions. I continued in the prayer. I hope you know, at that time I was the only one now, because the other guys were not from the same department. The other two guys were my seniors. Maurice, that's a dynamic pastor in, okay, you know them. They were my seniors. And I kept praying. I kept praying. It was not, you need to be drunk. There was a need to push beyond something that was more than reason, more than the human mind, more than the cognitive reasoning of man. I had to drink something. I had to be high. Because the circumstances will play with your mind. When you are going through some tribulations in your home, in your office, you need to learn how to pray in tongues long. That's the only way you can keep focus. So the Bible says that we should be careful. Because if you are not careful, when the harvest comes, you will deny that you know that harvest. Just like that guy denied that. What's your name? But when the child came, his strength of denial was weak. Because he was a fool. He was not careful. He didn't know that the Kairos was going to manifest what you have built up in the Kronos. He said, if you are not careful, you will build up some things in the Kronos so that when it's manifesting in the Kairos time, you want to deny it. Now you don't know how it came. You don't know, you know, we preachers, we get to hear people come for counseling. You see, we don't know. It just showed up. It just came. Pastor. And some of us that are old in the business, who allow the person to cry first, they will say, 15 years ago, tell me the record from 15. When you were 15. They say, it's true, sir. Then another story begins again. A story which was not told in the first instance. Because when somebody was foolish in relating to these principles, the person will often take the posture of denying its outcome. Now, God allowed the devil to play with our graves and all of that. And then eventually, when I came from, he now met me one day when I went to pray, and he held my hand. I know you don't believe me. I was sleeping in the room, and God came and held my hand. When I woke up, he took the hand away. I went back to sleep, he held it again. When I woke up, he took his hand away. Then I went back to sleep without an intention to wake up at all, even if there's a hand. And then he held the hand, and then he didn't leave it. I could see that my skin was pressed inside, but I could not see the hand that was holding it. So I just strolled like that, and he held the hand. I kept strolling. And when I got to the prayer room, the hand now left. Even though I didn't want to pray, there was no reason to pray anymore, because the grace had fallen. Prayers didn't change it. Circumstances didn't change. Nothing changed. And I had already decided that prayer is a problem. That's the day he now holds my hand and say, today, it will not be by your own choice. You will not pray because you want to pray. You will pray because I want to. That was the day of the Kairos. That was the day of God's return. It was a day that the devil had so eroded the last faith I had, because I was the last man standing. The other two guys had wiggled their way out because they were my seniors. And I was the only one speaking in tongues. The echo was not too pleasant anymore. And the devil had eroded the last strand of faith in my heart. And I had given up. And God said, no. It took responsibility to make sure that he brought me into that reality. It was forced already. The gates were already open. And he wanted me to come into it. That was the day God told me that he was going to make a covenant of power between me and him. That on my right palm he will put the secret of power. That is from that day when I preach and I do like this. People go down under the... I can't explain it today. He said, people went with first class. You will go from here with what? Power. And you know, the recent story now is, even if I don't pray and I wake up from the bed and I start telling you about house, people fall. I just woke up. I've not said, Lord, good morning. A text message just came from Unica. They downloaded a video from the internet and then they projected it as the message in fellowship. Halfway into the message, people began to fall and demons began to come out of people. The guy had to say, Pastor, Jesus, Adam, I was with my wife. It's not my, I was at home with my wife. And then people now say, there's commotion in Calabar. I don't know anything about. But that was captured in the harvest that came when the great one said, I will put power. I will put what? Power. And that power is what has shaped my life since that day. In fact, it came to pass that the 10th class I graduated with, I was praying and God now said, hey, look at your certificate. I said, it has not changed. I was expecting that when I look at it, the 10th class will change and then now be first class. I was expecting a miracle. When he said, look at it, didn't change. And I said, why? He said, I will still use it. I'm not asking you for a job. I'm just saying, show me the way to the ministry you want me to join. And that was not his will. He said, I will use. At least she's my colleague. She made 2-1. You know, where we work is people like this that made that type of grade that worked there. I don't know how I got there. But I assure you, I didn't do the aptitude test. I was in Kano when they called me for interview. I came into the hall in Abuja. Some people with suit. Thank God I wore my only good suit, white. You could see me there. But I came from the mission field. I fasted for 214 days that time. The suit did not fit me anymore. It was like Agbada because I was lean like a rope. Lean like a rope. And a lady with trousers, with very, oh my God. Now you see, I'm not guilty. I don't know anything about it. He put it here. I've gone to meetings before, I told them, don't believe. You are relieved from believing. And they were slain by the Holy Ghost. He's here. Hallelujah. And I came to the hall, one woman came with tight jeans, she could not even walk, she was walking like this. I came and read a list out, and my name was read. Oh, then I followed them. They said we should enter one bus. I didn't have anything to show that I'm there. And my number was 144. Jesus. I entered. We drove up somewhere, we came down. People had magazines, things they printed, that they were reading. I had nothing. I tried to take some from one guy. The guy said, hey. I went back and I sat down. And the only thing I knew how to do was speak in tongues. We now enter the hall, 8 by 8. Me and Dogo were sitting like this. Dogo. We sat down. That was when I discovered that the guy that said, hey! He was also a chemist. So they asked him a question. And the question they asked him was the only question that I knew. And he failed. And when he failed, that was the last question they asked him. Then they now asked me that question. All the English in my intestine, all the English in my liver, I invoked them. I concocted Jesus. Jesus. After answering that question, the people had to stop. They stopped. You know, I was praying in tongues, so it was anointed. It came heavy. Hey! They stopped. And then they adjusted their glass like. That's how I passed.
They had 2-1, but I came with my class. When the harvest time came, even though they Jordan swelled, we had enough capacity to cross the Jordan. He says, if you cannot contend with them that walk on foot, how will you survive if you have to battle with the men that ride chariots? And if you cannot survive in the land of peace, how can you deal with the swelling of Jordan? Friends, the Jordan had to swell, and sometime in this year, after the flood, God allowed the devil to do some work. And the people that were faithful to God, they became afflicted. And the affliction came because the devil was aware of the fact that there was a season that was about to come. A season for the fulfillment of all things. Most prayers that you have prayed, the expectations you have had, and they were all in that season. But God gave the devil liberty so that he could try the hearts of people that were waiting for the consolation that God was promising. Because if at that time you veer off, it means that you do not qualify for the promise. And that was what happened to us. We prayed for 2 years. We're expecting God's revival to come into the land. Suddenly our grace began to fall. Many people left the prayer group. We became 3. Are you with me now? Meanwhile, all those things that happened were just to test our heart to see if we will stand with God when the circumstances went sour. And after that day that God encountered me in the place of prayer, it was in technical building, where he appeared to me as a light. And then he put power in my right hand. He said, with this that I've given you, we preach among the nations of the world. Then I didn't have a certificate yet. I was still waiting to get my certificate. Alright? But he had given me a certificate to the world, which was in the form of a spiritual thing that he made available. Now, those little things God has promised you, the things that have been quickened into your life, you have to know how to maintain it, lest it slips. Prophetic people are people that follow the Holy Ghost until the full manifestation of the things that he had promised. Simeon could not die until he saw Jesus. He said, now let thy servant depart in peace, for my eyes have seen the salvation that you have prepared before the face of all people, a light unto the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. He had a prophetic word of promise in his spirit, and that was an insulator against death. The swelling of Jordan, it comes to try your faith. But you see, if you use your chronos time compounding spiritual power, praying in the Holy Spirit, getting filled with the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, when Jordan swears, you will discover that you have gained enough masculinity and ability to go over the Jordan and to get into the inheritance that God has set for you. I believe that this land is about to enter into a season of its redemption. I believe that this state is about to enter into the season of its redemption. Many things are set to change. God has accepted the prayer of his people. He's about to step down into the land and he's about to cleanse it. I believe that the things that are fought for the soul and the mastery of our nation will not prosper. I believe that in this season that we have come, there are many manifestations that will come from the presence of the Lord. Now that you understand what I was carrying in my spirit, we are going to pray. Because there's a kind of prayer point, there's a kind of prayer passion you must sustain when the time comes for the fulfillment of prophecy. Now, Fred, I know you just finished youth service. You came back home and you are trying to get yourself fixed in a place where you get steady income coming to your life. The Bible says, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess. It says, be filled with the Spirit. Sometimes God allows some things to delay so that he can give you the opportunity to prepare for the challenges that will come in the next season. Now, you see, this guy, Levi, he's not here today. He just came back from India. And when he came back from India, he was supposed to go to London to finish his course as a merchant navy. Right now, he has HND. But if they go to London, he will have a BSc and he will be a licensed merchant navy. Hallelujah. But when he came, he was supposed to leave after 6 months. And Nimasa began to change the date. And now he has stayed home for about 2 years. And you can bear witness with me that for the 2 years he stayed, he kept building himself in the spirit. Many of his colleagues had gone into all kinds of stuff. He kept building himself in the spirit. Many of his colleagues had deviated into many things. But he kept what? Building himself. Building himself. He got locked up to God. He got lost in God. He got buried in God. And something began to build in his spirit. After 2 years, then Nimasa comes and says, "You guys come. You are about to go. And you go back to London for another full time." But now he's going not just with his HMD, he's going full of the Spirit. And I tell you, when he gets there, you begin to see the things that God was preparing him for. When it was as if nothing was happening, when it was as if there was a downtime, the Bible says, "Be drunk, speaking unto yourselves with psalms, hymns, and with spiritual songs." God is about to visit this man. The things that make a lie, things that have been planted in the foundation, that want to corrupt the destiny of the people, that want to enslave the land. God has come. I'm telling you because I saw it. I saw it in the spirit. And next year, redemption will begin to come into Benue State. Next year. I see God moving so powerfully in the spirit realm. A time of visitation has come. A time of remembrance. Because there's a season in heaven where the book of remembrance is open. And God begins to reach back into hallowed antiquity. He begins to look for a reason so that he can bless his people. He begins to look for a something that will put him in right standing to bless the people that have remained where he left them. We are going to pray today because the windows are open in the heavens. I'd like you to get lost in the next 5 minutes, in the next 10 minutes, in the next 15 minutes. Just get lost. Just get lost in the spirit. As you align yourself with God. The Jordan has swelled. Heroes. Men that have not lost their first estate. We have the capacity to go over the Jordan. Oh my God. Oh my God. And many things will begin to happen. Somebody said it's taking too long for God to show up. Oh my God. Somebody said it's taking too long for the manifestation to come to pass. The Bible says he makes all things beautiful in its own time. God has spoken a word over your life, and that word can only be beautiful in its time. It must go through time, it must go through season, but in the fullness of time, the Bible says that a vision will speak, it will not lie, it will surely come to pass, even though it will perish. Wait for it, for it shall not tarry. open. The season of many people here has come. The prayers you prayed for a long time, you are about to see a manifestation. God did not abandon you. God did not leave you behind. God did not program you for shame. The Bible said the vision is for appointed time. Oh,
it to pass. You are the one who opened the door for me. Oh,
that which you have trusted him for, that which you have believed him for,
defined expression. God is about to rise up and his enemies will be scattered.
Oh, 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 Siga Baha Praska Tobana Shabera Nemoskala Shabera Nemaskabela Mama. Mama Ranteska Bera Kopane Kalam Simana Breska Benoma Semina Leba Pela Kabara Nemaske Samina Galemo Mama Samina Madada 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 Kona Kaeva. Oh,
listen to me. Can you come closer? Something is about to open. Come close. It will open. It will open. It will open. I'm seeing in the spirit realm many candlesticks that were put out are being lit right now. Just in case it was as though your case was abandoned, I'd like to announce to you that the book of remembrance has come before the presence of God. The Lord speaks to me and he says many things that were closed shall be opened again. Now, you see, but he wants us to pray and to command it to open. Have you prayed for the salvation of people in your family? Can you command the door to open? Has there been an expectation upon your heart that has defied seasons, times, near miracle syndromes here and there? You come close to it, you never stumble upon it, and it's going in circles and in cycles. Command it to open. Command it. Up. Up. Sakobelana. Miras Ebres Kopetabi. Lahobri Vasapu. Nipo Freske Patukama. Bahimbros Amadali Natase Zasopre. Up! Ifrosila Mantua. Safrenda Labraka Petaski. Loenda sugle mambro. Be open. Liabruske mahila. Raila ma. Raila segli. Rakoski fratama. Baurenaski fraila ta. Wokoski manaila. Evrasoke. Aho. Rapuska tembre, rahabestalima, raigobosa kapeta. Be open. Yeah,
Be open. Be open. Be open. Be open. Be open. Friend, something has begun to open. It is opening now. It is opening now. It is opening now. Arise, 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 arise. Oh God, it's opening now. We await your presence. We await your presence. We await your power. We await your glory. Let that which is closed be open. Capresca polima, a candena na masobre, babara, 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 babara. Represented here, let those doors open, 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 open.
Be open.
Oh, la la mene. Oh, la la mene. Oh, la la mene. La la mene.
We give you praise in Jesus' name.
Listen to me. Now, by human calculation, this service has ended. But there's an anointing here. So you can receive it. If it's open. Listen to me. The things you try to do. Oh, my God. Okay, bring her. Bring her. Bring her, don't worry. Okay, help me speak to her. Tell her that. Let her allow Jesus to set her free. Okay? No, 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 don't speak kindly. I know she has stretched everybody around, but tell her kindly that she should allow Jesus to deliver her. Is still remaining. Can you stretch your hand and receive? Father, in the name of Jesus, from my left hand side to my right hand side, that which you want to give, okay, it's coming down, it's coming. It's coming stronger. You want to open the door in somebody's life here. Oh my God. Sobela friske ponde. Bring her for me. Bring her. Sebola impa. That's what he gave me in the university. Now it's not finished, please. So keep connecting. It's opening things. It's opening things. Now I saw a candle. No, a lamp. Not a candle. You were holding it. And he lit it. And he told me, your season has come. You can no longer be hidden from today. It's still remaining. You can receive it. You can make it yours. Father, open everything in his destiny that is locked. Today, I contend with the enemy. Push Afrakaba. Boromehosi. Ria, oh Baba, 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 Baba. Egilamon Sakabala. It's opening, and no man will be able to shut it. No man, no man, no man. It will not last. Let things begin to happen spontaneously around your life from today in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. It's remaining one person. There's something God wants to open in your life. Father, in the name of Jesus,
for my left hand side. For my left hand side. Let it become stronger. Stronger, stronger, stronger. He's opening it up. He's opening it. Bring that lady for me. He has begun to visit your family. That's what I saw. Even impossible people will turn to the Lord. He's opening your family now. He's breaking the limitations that have stood for many generations. Ephrata! He's opening it up. Andora. Okay. It's open. You have been expecting, because I'm seeing an angel stand close to you and he's waiting for you to talk. So as you are praying, begin to don't speak in tongues now. Just declare the things you have been expecting. Declare. You will not die but live to testify of the works of God in the land of the living.
Bring her. Say, Baba, la maskabada.
Now you can rejoice in him. Give him thanks, give him praise. Give him praise.
Oh, la 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 la.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus. Tomorrow by 5 o'clock, we'll step higher. See, there are several things. I didn't know I would be doing all these things today. When I stepped through the door, the spirit of prophecy just came upon my head. And I was trying to find the scripture. I spoke in tongues, and then the words came, the swelling of Jordan. So I asked Dan for that scripture and bring it. Then he brought it. Then as I read it, my eyes were enlightened. Your time has come. And we are going to build it tomorrow, 5 o'clock to 7:30. When you get home and you meet people at home, tell them it's our time in the name of Jesus Christ. The things you tried before that you did not prosper, it will prosper now. The doors you attempted going through that were closed to you, it will be open now. And when you move by faith, God will back you up. I'll see you tomorrow, 5 p.m. God bless you.
Drop your offering at the offering baskets behind. Thank you.